Echoes of Horror.
Looking forward to your visit. Is Jenny coming along? I see. 3 days. Well, I hope she turns back up. It's probably foolish to hold out hope, especially when it's taken so much from us. But we can't dwell on that. All right. Well, I'll leave the porch light on for you. Love you all. Bye. I see. After all this time, you're back. Then the worst has happened.
Echoes of Horror presents The Monkey Mask. The 1960s.
Jonathan Jackson Jessup, I have been worried sick about you. You were supposed to be home half an hour ago.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry, but there was something weird on the way home.
It better be good, young man.
I don't know if it was good, but it was crazy. The cops were chasing some crook that crashed into me. We tumbled, went end over end, then he grabbed my backpack. Then I had to chase him to get it back. He's lucky I didn't knock his block off.
Johnny, you know I didn't raise you to get into fights.
Sure, but they find me anyway, you know?
Be that as it may, I'm glad you're all right. You still have homework to do. And it looks like your sleeve is scratched up, so let me get my repair kit.
Don't know why she's so worried. I'm fine. I'm the man of the house. But Ma still treats me like a... What is that? How'd this mask get in my backpack? Looks like a...
Johnny! What are you holding?
Oh, nothing.
Holding out on me, huh?
Oh! Telling you, I don't know what you're talking about.
Leave him alone! I don't know what's going on, but you leave my son!
Your son's trying to put one over on Frankie Flats. That's what's going on. I got a mask coming to me that I go through a lot of trouble to acquire. Next thing I know, a man in my employ comes up empty-handed, and I start hearing tell of some bozo jumping around the city wearing that same mask, calling himself the Monkey Mask. That bozo, I might add, fits the description of your son right here.
Johnny, is that true?
No, Ma, you gotta believe me. It's just like I told you. That guy was being chased by the cops.
And then what should my associates find in your room but that exact same mask?
Okay, look. It was an honest mistake. It ended up in my backpack. I don't know how. I took it out for a spin because it made me stronger, faster. But now you got it back.
You're right. I do. But it seems to me I gotta send a message so this kind of thing never happens again. And if that message gets all over the carpet and the wallpaper of this nice little home...
Please! Just take the mask and go.
Hey, lady. This is your house, but I don't think you know who you're dealing with. I'm calling the shots here. And when I'm satisfied... I've made my point. I'll take this mask and And, where'd the freaking mask go?
I don't know how I got it back. But you know what? It's time for you to leave.
The 1970s.
Now, you don't have to worry about me.
Come on, Ma. You know how this works. You worry about me, and I worry about you. The way it's always been. But you heard the docs. You're gonna be fine. You'll be out of here before you know it. Meantime, you gotta rest up and listen to the docs.
I suppose. And if I stay longer, it'll give you more of an excuse to be around Nurse Vale.
Who? Sarah?
Don't think I haven't noticed you two together.
I mean, we're not together, but... What was that?
What was that? Johnny?
No. No, it's been a year. It's been an entire year since...
Mrs. Jessup? What happened to Johnny? Did he jump out the window?
I'm afraid so.
The 1990s.
Nothing to be afraid of, Ginny. It's your first day of school.
We'll be back this afternoon to pick you up. Jonathan, you all right?
First day of school. My own daughter. I wish Ma could have made it long enough to see it.
She would have been proud of you. You know that. Proud of you and the family you've made.
I know. But this is a huge step. And I don't think it's ever gonna...
We interrupt to bring you this special report. The grand opening of the new ultra-modern Skyline City has just been marred by a crisis. We are receiving word that the Riddles 3 have teamed up with the Labyrinthian, and they've taken hostages, including the new city's mayor and chief of police. The Riddles 3 had a reputation as theatrical but harmless costumed criminals in the 60s, but it seems over time their methods have become increasingly ruthless.
Sarah, I hate to do this, but I have to go.
They need me. The mask...
You tell me. One more time, that mask needs you? I will throw it into a trash compactor myself. I've tried to be understanding, but... But why should I expect anything different?
The 2010s.
That's all of them. Now, can I go back to my normal life? Back to my life, which you've ruined? Back to my family, who no longer speak to me? How much of this life is enough? How much blood has to be on my hands before you're satisfied? That's what I thought. It's never gonna end, is it?
Then pick me instead.
Jenny? What are you doing here?
I'm talking to the mask. That's right. Not my dad. You. Come on, pick me instead. You've been using up my father for decades. He doesn't have anything left. All I want is for him to live out the rest of his life in peace. And if it means I have to take its place, fine. I'll do it.
You want to wear this?
In a heartbeat, if it means saving you.
Jenny?
It's me, Dad. And I'm it. You don't have to do this anymore. You're free.
Jenny, I... She's gone. Good luck, kid. Hope you handle that thing better than I ever did.
Present day.
After all this time, you're back. Then the worst has happened. At least give me a moment to mourn. She's gone. My little girl's dead. And you killed her! Why me, huh? All these years, you could have bonded with anybody. My daughter even presented you with a better alternative, and you still show up back here. You could bother anybody else. Anybody! Was there ever a reason? You want to claim me again? I'm not going to make it easy for you. See, you used to compel me to snatch you up without a second thought. But I'm an old man now. I can wait as long as it takes. I don't care. I might not have many years left on this earth, but I'm still gonna wait you out. I'm not putting you on again. You're just gonna have to find somebody else and leave me alone. I will wait. And wait. And wait. Wait.
You've been listening to The Monkey Mask, written by David Ellis for Akadekaganagon Theater Works' 2024 season of Echoes of Horror, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. Additional music by Tech Oasis on Pixabay. Performed by the Akadekaganagon Theater Works. Charlie Niemeyer was Jonathan Jessup. Nicole Tomte was Jane Jessup. Eugene R. Hendricks was Frankie Flats. Tori Wright was Sarah Vale. Luke Giaconetti was radio announcer. Femi London was Jenny Jessup. Please contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation at the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8twtheater.blogspot.com. Tune in next time for more of 8TW's celebration of everything macabre, supernatural, creepy, and just plain unsettling in more Echoes of Horror. Thank you for listening, and good night.